Darling.
Hello, sweetheart.
How are you?
I'm very well. Did you look at the roses I brought you?
Of course I did. I saw them when you were coming in the door.
Yes.
I knew you had got them.
Yeah. Last time you didn't notice them, man.
I don't know. I think it was that my mind was
too excited.
I don't know. I think I was too excited. And when one is terribly excited, one does not think clearly, you know.
I always notice the first sitting, when I come, you are very excited.
I know.
Yes.
And I realize I have to be calm.
Yes, that's right.
Otherwise it is...
Yes, it spoils it.
It spoils it for us. Huh?
Yes, darling.
But I want to be quite calm.
Yes, darling.
And placid, you know.
Yeah.
Then perhaps we can have a better conversation.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes, darling.
What shall we talk about, huh?
We'll talk about anything, darling.
I think what I would wish for more than anything...
Yes.
...is for you to be able to remember...
Yes.
...coming over here during your sleep.
Yes, darling, this is what I dream of.
I don't know. It is very strange that you never seem to have any remembrance...
Exactly.
...or very little remembrance of our being together here. Because you are constantly here...
Yes,
you
know
that. ...several times during the week...
Yeah.
...during your sleep...
Yeah.
...you are with me. I come and I stand beside your bed... ...wait for you to fall asleep... And then you come here with me.
Yes, I know.
It is remarkable to me that you don't remember anything.
Not a thing. And do you know, recently, I have been impressed. I don't know whether it is you or someone else, to have a magnetic pillow in my bed. You know?
I know.
A pillow that creates a magnetic field around your head. You understand what I mean?
I think I know what you're trying to say, but...
And,
yes, I know.
And even people who are bad at sleeping get a wonderful relief from this magnetic pillow. And they are available in England.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't harm you in any way except to create this magnetic field around your head. And... I wonder...
You're going to buy one?
Yes, I'm going to buy one, darling. And they're not costly.
No.
And
I don't mind if it costs a lot of money, if that's what you want to do.
But
I was wondering, I don't know much about it. I know it has been in your mind.
Yes.
But are they electrical or something?
Hmm?
What is it, electrical?
No, it's only magnets.
Oh, I see.
You see? And a chain of them. And they are embedded in plastic foam, and you slip that in your ordinary pillow. You understand?
I think so.
And
but
and
right.
When you rest your head, you see all around the magnet there is a magnetic field which draws towards the North Pole always. And they reckon each one of us is affected by magnetic field. You know, even there is magnetic healing, so to speak, which is very effective.
I know, but I think it is, I don't know. All I know is that I know when you are asleep that you are here with me at times, you know?
Yes.
And I wish it were possible for you to remember.
No,
you don't have any difficulty to go to sleep, huh?
No, not a bit.
No, well then why do you have a pillow, a special pillow?
The difficulty is to remember where I have been.
Well, you think this... you mean you think this pillow thing will help you to remember?
Yes, that's...
I don't know. It is possible, perhaps.
I can only get an impression.
And
the impression is that we go for a walk.
But we go to... Much more than go for many walks. You know, sometimes you have been with me to some of the great buildings, you know.
Yes, yes.
Where we have what you would call
museums.
Museums, possibly,
yes.
But...
Art galleries.
Where great souls come from other spheres to demonstrate, is the word, I suppose.
Yes.
The aspects of their experience.
Yes.
And it is extraordinary because someone may come... from another sphere to describe or depict something.
Yes.
And it is as if they are able to do this in a mental way. They are able to transmit in a way from their thought and create visuals, you know?
Yes,
and you can see building, as it were,
like a film.
Yes, you know,
yeah,
for all manner and kind of things.
Yes.
And for instance, they will demonstrate aspects of life appertaining to the past.
Yes, exactly.
For instance, sometimes you will have a person who, in a peculiar kind of way, is not able to readjust themselves, I suppose.
Yes, I know.
And it is essential for them to be able to see where they are being held back, you know?
Yes, exactly.
And they are shown something of themselves in retrospect, you know? And this is created in a thought force and in a depicted in a kind of visual way, you know? It is extraordinary. I wish I knew how to explain it, you know?
I understand what you mean.
And then again, there are places where we listen to great music, great composers and musicians.
That one thing I can remember, that was a very memorable morning. It was a Christmas time, and I saw you, that was in a vision. I saw you in a lovely, long, white, flowing dress, and a beautiful brooch in red ruby.
Uh-huh.
And we went to a concert together, and Sibylla was with us.
Ah, the children were there. Of course, the children were there. Sibylla was there.
And I remember that very vividly. And you were so radiant and happy. And somehow Sibylla looked a little taller than me. Yes.
Well, she's a wee bit.
A wee bit. Perhaps the long dress makes you feel look taller, you know. And she was in pink, and you were in white. And I remember that. That was one rare occasion when I remember when
I was. Well, it goes to show that if you can see and recapture memory of these things once, it should be possible to do it again. But of course, you know, these things have to happen in a natural way.
Exactly.
And there's not very much that one can do to make it happen.
No, you can't.
When, for instance, you come back, we bring you back to the body.
Yes.
We stand beside the bed until you wake.
Yes.
And we concentrate our thoughts.
Yes.
That you should have the remembrance, you know.
Yes, yes.
But, you know, I don't know. It's very rare.
Yes, exactly.
I don't know whether this pillow thing will make any difference.
I don't know, darling, but I get sort of impression from the blue, so to speak. And
from me, huh?
Yes.
But I don't think I remember having said anything to you about the pillow.
Uh-huh.
I think you must have read something about it somewhere. Huh?
No. And, of course, I knew about magnetism because everyone's body is magnetic also, you know. We have a certain electrical charge on our bodies. And that often attracts one to the other.
So?
And that is magnetic in origin, so...
But I wonder if this pillow thing will make any difference. I suppose you're only thing to try it, huh?
Well, yes, sir.
And if it helps you too, well, you sleep all right anyway, but...
And it can't do me any harm.
No.
No.
But I wish so many things, but I long for you to remember more.
Yes, darling, that would be a great...
And then I say to myself, well, the time will pass and you will be with me.
Yes, exactly.
But I know at times you get very depressed. You get low, you know?
Yes, because I can't communicate, you know.
And I think sometimes you get very cross with yourself.
And, you know, I often think, because I like to be still, and I cannot be still. You see, you are very, very fortunate. You have nothing, you have no material worries and cares. You don't have to eat, you don't have to keep things clean, you don't have to wash, and all that takes time. And I feel I never can find the time to be still. And yet,
I don't know. You do.
Yes, but I make it my business to see that I am still in the evenings, you know. And I tune
You know, when you are tuning in to me.
Yes.
Or perhaps when you are listening to beautiful music.
Yes.
I'm so close.
Yes, I know that.
I'm so close to you. I only wish you could see me.
Yes.
But even so, though you don't see me in a sense,
yeah.
you are very conscious of my presence.
Yes, that's right.
It's mentally and spiritually
yes,
we're so tuned in.
I know that. And even at work, I feel sometimes I'm looking up references in books.
Huh?
And I get the right page without looking. And I said, how can that be? Very often the page is not even numbered, and that is the page I want.
Well, I do help you.
I
think it is that in an odd kind of way, perhaps without you fully understanding or realizing, my impressions, I know, I am so in tune with you, I know what you want or what you're thinking of doing or most times, you know.
Yeah.
And I think that on occasions I'm able to pinpoint, you know,
exactly.
a certain page in a book or that you should switch on the wireless, the radio.
Yes.
At a certain given moment, when something will come on that you think, oh, that is interesting, or I want to listen to that.
Correct.
You know, even though you had not planned it.
Yes, correct.
Because I often take an interest in things and I say, ah, Dino would love this.
Yeah.
And I make you impress you to do something, to switch on the television or the radio, you know, or whatever.
You know, just before you came, Mickey was saying, oh, you are very romantic. I said, yes, I am. And I love it.
Well, I think that we were both romantic.
Yeah, that's right. So I tell him that my
We could walk along and just hold hands and not say a word.
Yeah.
We were so in tune, you know.
Exactly. Yes.
And we found so much pleasure in so many things, simple things often, you know.
And I shall do it again.
Of course you will do it again.
Yes. Yes.
But you still do it with me here.
Yes, I know.
It is that that I wish you could remember.
Yes, I love that.
Because oft times when you come here, we sit together under a tree that is full of flower, you know?
Yeah.
Flowering, you know?
Yeah,
blossom.
Right.
Huh?
Yes, yes.
And we reminisce and think about many things and talk.
Yeah.
And I think to myself, ah, perhaps when he wakes on the other side, of your side, he will remember, but no.
Yes.
But I know you do realize inside, deep down, even though you can't always recapture things, you know.
Yes, yes. Oh, of course that. It's only that realization that helps me to carry on, darling.
I know.
Otherwise I would have broken up long ago.
Well, you have great strength.
Yes,
and a lot of that strength comes from me.
Yes, I know that, darling.
And you have realized things which many people have not been fortunate to know about.
Yes. How is your mother, darling?
Oh, she's well.
She's well?
Very well now.
Uh-huh. And did you tell her that you're seeing me?
Of course.
You did? What did she say?
Well, you know, she's just beginning now to begin to think deeply and realize things.
Uh-huh.
It was not easy for her, you know.
Yes. Do you meet Harry or Knut?
Of course I meet everyone here. Mama, people I used to know, all sorts of people.
And do they know you're meeting me?
Some do, but some not all. No. You see, the point is that it is very difficult to explain these.
Yes.
But there are still
because they're not sufficiently developed.
Well, it is a matter of outlook, I suppose, is the word.
Yes.
There are some people who do not wish to know, don't want to come back at all to communicate, you know?
Yeah.
And there are still some people whom often perhaps you would least expect, who still cling to the old ideas. They don't suddenly change, you know.
No.
People don't suddenly have different opinions.
Yeah. But of course, people like that have not finished their evolution, and so they must come back to us.
I think in some cases this is essential.
Yes.
And the more I know, the more I realize that there are some people who are old souls, who are advanced, and when the time comes for them to return to this world, they will be no necessity to return to Earth, you see.
Because they know.
But the other people, it is pretty obvious, they have still much to learn, you know.
Exactly.
And it is essential that they return to Earth to learn and undo sometimes things that they did wrong, you know.
Yes,
we all have to fulfill our own salvation, you know.
Exactly.
To destiny, you know.
Exactly.
I think that people have to wipe. Is it the slate clean? Is that how you put it?
Yeah.
I think this is very true. And for some people, it is more difficult, but I think most people begin to understand and begin to make changes, and in consequence they advance. But there are always a number of people who, for some reason or other, cannot understand or cannot learn, and they have to return to go through certain experiences so that they are able to make progress eventually, you know?
Yes.
I don't think a lot of people understand many of these things.
No.
I think a lot of people in your world are so blind.
Well, I think...
They don't see with any clarity at all.
No.
They just live for each day in a material sense. They're not conscious or aware of the spiritual side of life.
But you know that it's a fault in the present education system.
And I think this is true, but I think also a lot of people, even though they are very religious and go to church, and they are still blind to things.
Yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Because the church gives them the totally wrong angle. But children have a natural aptitude for spiritual consciousness, you see.
That is why it has been said, you know, a little child shall lead them.
Yeah.
It is in the simplicity and the complete faith of the child has the possibility for them to have the vision and the realization.
Exactly. You see, how many mediums who have become famous, they can say that when they were children, they could see things, and they were suppressed by their mothers.
So?
You see, who didn't understand them.
I think this is the problem.
Yes.
That it is when one is very young and unsophisticated and undeveloped materially that you are more aware of the things of the mind and the spirit.
Exactly.
But these things gradually one loses because of being contaminated with materialism, you know.
Yes.
And people, you know, older people say, ah, that is naughty, you should not see this or experience this. You are imagining it, you know. They try to make them think it is wrong or something.
Exactly.
But it is very very stupid, I think. Very sad, I think, don't you?
Yes, it is very sad. Because until this changes, people can never progress sufficiently. And
progression is a slow business.
Yeah. I think so.
Even for the best of us, I think.
Yeah.
I think that we have to rid ourselves of so much preconceived notion, an idea, an assimilated experience of no value.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is so true. It seems to me that sometimes the people who have, on your side, that is, the people who are supposed to progress most in a spiritual sense, as regards their teachings of their church, etc., are the most blind.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't understand why this should be. Because they are blinded by creeds and dogmas and rituals, instead of the beauty and the simplicity of the things that Jesus, for instance, taught. I mean, I think people should realize that Jesus was an instrument, a medium, I suppose, you know, and that he understood the laws of the spirit.
Yes,
that is why he achieved what he did. If people could follow him in the meaning, true meaning of what has been said in the past, you know, I can't understand why people are so prejudiced and stupid.
But you see,
perhaps it is easy for me to say this now, because I'm here.
Yeah, but you see, take for instance the Roman Catholic religion. It has sway over millions and millions of souls.
So?
You see, and it has really made them blind to everything else that is reality.
I know.
You see?
It is very sad, because there's so much good in all the religions, the fundamental truth.
Yes.
But it is all these things that they have added over the centuries, you know, which narrows things down and blinds people.
Yeah.
I think sometimes people can't see the reality of these things because of all the stupid nonsense that has been built up to obscure it, you know.
Yeah. You look at all these dogmas of confession and mass and all that.
Oh.
You see?
I know. It is the power, material power of the church that obscures the truth.
Yes, exactly.
I think when the church became powerful, then I think the true spirit went out of it.
Yes.
Ah, but we must not run down the church, huh?
No.
But
we see so much wrong in the church, you see.
It is a sad thing, because if they were to get back to the simple truths of the church, the teachings of the Christ,
yes, exactly.
you know, the way in which Christ behaved, Christ had no power material. It was all spiritual power. He did great things because he had the faith and the realization and the knowledge of these things.
Tell me how you're getting on with playing the harp.
Oh, well, quite well. I love musical instruments, and I'm very fond of the harp.
Darling, I would love to listen to you playing.
One day you will. You will listen to the music, but I hope I should be a little more proficient before you come. That is another thing. People seem to think, some people, when we are here, that everything is there for us, which in a way it is. But it doesn't mean to say that until you have merited it, does it become part of you, of your life. You have to work for it. I mean, for instance, if you want to be a musician, or if you want to be an artist, or whatever it is you want to be that is creative and beautiful and good, you do not suddenly have it put into your lap. You have to study, you have to work, and that is the joy and achievement. If things were made simple and easy, we would not appreciate it. I mean, after all, surely in your world, it is the man who can look back as he is older on his life and say, well, everything I have done has been through effort and achievement. You know, it didn't happen just because I wish it to happen. It happened because I worked for it.
Yes,
no, one must always make the effort. Yes. One must always strive. One must always give of oneself.
Yes.
And indeed, often sacrifice oneself to achieve. Everything that is worth having has to be earned.
Yes.
You know?
Yes, that's right.
And I would not, I think sometimes some people, you know, spiritualistic people, think that when they come here, everything is going to be wonderful, exactly the way they would wish for it to be.
Mm.
Well, in a kind of way, there's some truth in this, but it does mean that you still have to work. You have to make the effort, you know.
Exactly. Yes.
You cannot visualize or see something until you have made it possible.
Yes, you can't be a musician without practice.
No. And I don't think one would want to be.
No.
There would be no happiness in not having made the effort or worked for something.
Sibylla plays piano beautifully.
She plays violin and a piano. And I am concentrating on the harp because I love the stringed instrument.
Yes, I think it is a beautiful thing.
But I would like to do many things, but I'm quite content for the time. And of course, I have a lot to do with children, you know.
Yes, that's right, I know.
I love the children, and I teach and help the children.
Yes.
And I sometimes, and the children too, go with me into what we term the lower spheres to help the less fortunate ones.
Yes.
There are many souls, you know, who are mentally earthbound. By that I mean they are still clinging to old ideas and thoughts and earth conditions. And they hold themselves back in by their very attitude.
Yes.
And it is not easy often to reach them or to help them.
Exactly.
But we try, and occasionally we have been successful.
Yes.
We try to bring people away from the earth vibration, that they may begin to see a new way of life.
Yes. You know, today in the world there are so many lives aborted artificially.
Me.
And that must create a problem when they find themselves again in the other world. And they must be taken care of and grow up. There are millions of them like that.
Oh.
You see?
I know. Life is... Well, I look into your world, you know, sometimes.
Yeah.
And although most of my interest, obviously, is with you and around you,
yes.
Occasionally, I go to other places.
Have you ever been to Bombay?
Of course.
Have you?
But I don't know. I wish I knew how to do something about it. But the atmosphere around India, and not only India, but over the world is appalling. It is as if sometimes, especially in certain areas, as if there is a kind of fog, you know?
Yes.
A terrible mist.
Do you remember that our old place in Bombay?
Of course I go there, but there's nothing much for me to go there now,
But
there have been many changes.
I tell you, I wondered if you can remember the address of the house we lived in.
Oh, yeah. Now I have to stop hard and think.
Now, tell me tomorrow.
I'll try.
Yes. I tell you, it has a great name.
Yes, I know, but, you know, this is it. I think my mind is so concentrated when I come to you, on you, and what I'm trying to give to you or to say to you. And then sometimes if someone asks something, it takes my mind on a different level.
Yes, I know. Now, don't disturb that. I only want
D, 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 D. Oh, I don't.
No, let me know another time, I think. But the things are very bad in there. There is no food, there is famine condition, there is no rain. Year after year.
I think it must be so terrible for those people.
It must be terrible.
Millions of people.
Yeah, millions of something like darling, 20 million souls are affected in that little corner around Bombay.
I know.
And, of course, people have no money, no means to better themselves. And it must be horrible.
I don't know what the answer is. Of course, there are too many.
But do you know, it is not only India. Today in the world, in Russia, there is almost famine condition. You can say that they had no rain last year, they had no rain this year, and there is not even potatoes to eat in Russia. But they don't let it out to the world and make themselves...
But you know, I have come to this conclusion, although it may sound a very hard thing to say, that I think everything that happens to human life in some strange way is brought about by people themselves.
Yeah. I think so too.
You know, if perhaps it is wrong to think or to suggest that the sins of the fathers fall on the children, but I think that if one sees humanity as mass, that although individuals are individuals and separate, the universal spirit of man is a mass thing of untold millions of individuals, like little dots, you know, that all go to make a picture, you know.
Yes,
if you could magnify a picture, you would see that it was composed of millions, of thousands of little tiny dots, you know. I sometimes think life is like that, that individuals are important to the whole, but every individual is dependent upon the other. And until people have the realization, you know, that what they think and do is important, the way it affects other people, not only in one generation, but in every generation.
Yes,
and I think that the product of today, the result of today is what the people were thinking and doing yesterday, you know?
Yes.
We cannot escape from ourselves.
No.
And I think this is true.
Yes.
I think that everything that happens in life is brought into being by man himself.
Yes.
I mean, a war, for instance, that develops.
Yes.
This is through people's wrong thinking, in consequence, wrong action, is it not?
Yes.
Whether it is a national, individual thing, everything boils down to the power of thought.
Yes. Do you remember last year, somebody gave you a prophecy that there is going to be a terrible earthquake in the world?
That has already happened, yeah? I mean, that has happened.
I have been listening to that tape again and again, and then you said that it would be somewhere in the Far East. I wondered whether it was Japan or Vietnam or China, but it was somebody else who was doing the prophesying.
I forget, there's so many things. But I do know that...
you know, this year in Iceland, there was a terrible volcanic eruption.
I know. And then again, you have these terrible floods.
Yes.
And you have all manner of disturbances of varying kinds, you know.
Yes.
There's no doubt that all these things are what man has created or brought into being in some shape or form.
Yes.
I agree that, of course, in some things, like volcanic eruptions, man has got little or nothing whatever to do with that at all. Because these are things which must be over centuries, millions of years, you know.
Because
the earth will have its eruption and so on, you know. I mean, this is, I understand, is is to be expected, you know.
Men can do nothing against the eruptions and floods.
There are normal, natural, earthly things which must be, I suppose.
Now, you know,
but man can affect things, you know.
You know, today, in America, there are 20 million acres of land in the Mississippi Valley, underwater. Mississippi Valley. You know, Mississippi River is one of the longest rivers.
I know.
2,000 miles long.
Well,
and nearly 20 million acres of land, producing land, without any crops.
It is very, very sad.
Yes, and in some places there is too much rain, and in some places there is no rain. And I wonder if these atomic tests.
Well, I think, too, that man has interfered with nature.
Exactly.
Over quite a long period.
Yes.
Under the sea and the ground and in the air.
Yes.
And I think these things were bound to react, you know.
Yes.
You see, man cannot escape from himself. If you interfere with nature, well, nature will rebel. Or in some way, nature will come back again, you know,
exactly.
At you. Huh?
Yes.
I think so.
Do you know that in Sweden, practically 50% of the fishermen are going bankrupt because there is no fish.
Well, and then again, are not some of the fish polluted?
And they have to go farther and farther away from land to find fish.
Well,
and of course, fish has become much more expensive than...
I think man, unless something happens,
yeah,
will bring about his own destruction.
Yes.
I don't think there is any doubt about it.
You know, this boring of oil under the sea.
Huh?
Everywhere in the world has polluted the seas. And the result is that all the vegetation on the bottom of the oceans is being destroyed. And of course the fish can't live without that vegetation.
No, I think it is appalling what is happening.
Yes. And even the big oceans like Atlantic and Pacific, there they find mud of oil on the bottom over vast areas. And fish completely absent. So naturally...
Man has a beautiful world, but yes, he is destroying it.
Yes, I understand.
And this will react and rebound over and over again in various ways.
Yes.
I think this is the trouble, the tragedy, the problem for the world.
But you know...
Don't think anything will change it.
Very soon, in about 20 years' time, the cars will have no petrol.
No?
No. There isn't any. The cars are already multiplied.
By that time, perhaps they will run by electricity.
Yes.
I don't know, but I don't care. Because I am not there, and I know you won't be there.
No.
And cars will not bother us, nor petrol.
No.
What man does, well, he will continue to do, I suppose.
Unless he finds a means of astral travel.
Well, I don't know. When are you coming to talk to me again?
Darling, I'll come again tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow?
Yes,
darling. Oh, good.
Yes.
I must get the children to speak to you tomorrow.
Yes, darling. And
the power's going.
Tell my darling Sibylla to open the crystal ball and tell something.
I will.
Huh?
I will. I must go, darling, but thank you for your flowers and your love.
Yes, I am so happy.
I have to go. I see you tomorrow.
Yes,
and we'll have a nice long talk. We'll make a special effort tomorrow.
Okay, then.
And the children.
Okay, darling. God bless you.
I don't like to say goodbye.